Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Candace Quarles, one of the stars of Book of Mormon, which is coming to the Kennedy Center. Candace, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm so glad you guys called.
We're glad we called, too. I saw the show, back on Broadway a couple years ago, and it was hysterical. Obviously, Trey Parker, Matt Stone, South Park guys. So you and I know what it's about, but in case some of our listeners maybe haven't heard it, just give them a quick explanation of what the plot is.
So it's about these two Mormon missionaries, Elder Price and Elder Cunningham, and they are doing their required, I guess you could say, their Mormon service. They're going on a mission, and they end up in Uganda, and completely not what either one of them expected. The Africans are very blunt and not the nicest to them. And it's basically the whole musical is them just dealing with us Africans and trying to figure out how to connect with us, and hilarity ensues.
So it's a lot of fish out of water comedy, right?
Oh yeah. It's hilarious and so smart. Like, Trey and Matt have truly created like something for all audiences, well, except for children. But
yeah, no kids on some of those songs.
No kids should be at the musical. Even though we see a few every now and then, and we're a little taken aback, but each his own.
Yeah, talk to some of our listeners that maybe some people might hear, oh, South Park guys, I won't like that. Yeah, tell them why that there's a lot more, depth going on in this one.
Oh, yeah. Surface level, it's all like, it seems like it's very sticky comedy, but it's so moving. Like, you start out and you have your common Mormon jokes and African jokes, but it really is, all of it is true. Like, you would think that it's all so crazy that they're just making it all up, but it stays true to the Mormon religion. All the things that are happening in Africa that seem funny, it's all things that are actually happening. Like, there's this running joke in the musical about the girl's clit being cut off. Well, I just saw an article the other day that's a thing that's happening in Nigeria, and they just created a law that's making the mutilization of women's genitalia, illegal in Nigeria. Like, it just happened, a week ago. So it's all so relevant and so much deeper and bigger than the musical. I mean, those two men are geniuses. They've created a masterpiece. And the music is good. The music's so catchy and beautiful, and it's something else. Like, I saw it and I was amazed.
Do you have a favorite song?
I love Baptize Me, which I sing with Cody, who's Elder Cunningham.
It's called Baptize Me?
Mm-hmm. Baptize Me. It's an act two, and it's kind of like the only romantic scene in the musical, and it's funny. It's kind of relating baptism to losing your virginity, which is just genius. It's so much more. It makes so much sense. But yeah, that's got to be my favorite song.
Like a Prayer. I'll take it there. Explain how do you go about, because obviously you're dealing a lot with religion, so how do you find the humor in it, but also stay respectful in case maybe someone that might be Mormon might be in the audience? How do you toe that line?
I think it's just a matter of playing the role honestly, Mm-hmm. I think if you set out to make fun, then it sounds like you're making fun, but every night I get on a stage and I have to tell the story truthfully, and as someone who genuinely believes every word that I'm saying, the Africans have a number that's pretty controversial, but I mean, we're saying these things because in the circumstances of the musical, we're miserable. We're in Africa, our families are dying and people are starving, and if you really put yourself in the mindset and you're saying truthful to the story, then it all makes sense. Like, I'd be pretty angry at God, too.
Right,
if I
right.
were in their shoes, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of a struggle there with faith and doubt and, you know, how can all this
mm-hmm.
bad, how can there be so much suffering in the world? And then the movie kind of, well, not the movie, the play kind of comes to a new level of understanding by the end. Of course, we don't want to give anything away, but there's kind of that journey. Tell us about your character. I don't even want to try to butcher the head. you say it.
Her name is Naba Lungi, which is also a running joke in the musical. Elder Cunningham can never say it right. But she's this incredibly hopeful girl. She's the only one in the village who has a vision to get out. And the whole musical, she's set on finding a way to get her people out of there and to save all of her friends and family. And she's just the most hopeful, happy character I've ever had the privilege of playing. I love being her every night. You can't be unhappy and getting to play her. But she goes on a journey where she becomes a woman, and you know, she's pretty naive. And at the end, they kind of, you know, she really reaches her maturity. I feel it's a nice little character arc. But Nava's a gem.
Right. Tell me a little bit about your background. You know, where did you grow up and how did you get into the theater?
I'm from Arkansas originally, and I've been taking voice lessons since I was about 13. And I was actually really into classical music
mm-hmm.
until about my 11th grade year in high school. And I got into musicals a bit more in the Memphis area. I'm from West Memphis, Arkansas, which is right over the bridge, so I did a lot of theater in Tennessee.
What's the name of the town?
West Memphis.
Oh, Westminster, Arkansas. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's right over the Mississippi, so Memphis is we're pretty much like a little suburb of Memphis, but it's in Arkansas. And from there, I went to a college called Belmont University in Nashville. It's a music school, and I majored in musical theater, and I actually auditioned for this show in the middle of my semester, not thinking that anything would happen, just doing it to maybe get the producers my headshot and resume and let them know that I was interested, and I ended up booking it, and they pulled me right out of school, and I've been on this journey for the past 7 months.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's the dream. It is the dream.
So this is your first gig out of school?
Yeah, I haven't even finished school yet, so it's nice.
That's impressive. How do you do a national tour and not even finish school? Are you just going to finish it up when the tour's over?
Well, this past semester, I did finish the semester that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
They let me do a lot of stuff online, and I was majoring in musical theater, so I mean, they got to have a little leeway with me, you know. I'm doing what I was majoring in, so.
Of course.
They're trying to work with me, and we'll figure it out. I'll get my diploma eventually.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point, right? You're there to train and study and hopefully to land roles like this. So once you get
exactly.
one, you kind of got to, you know, make it work.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, congrats to you. Tell me a little bit about your co-stars, the two that play the missionaries.
David and Cody. Yeah, they're amazing, amazing men. They're two of my closest friends here in the cast. They're just as hilarious off stage as they are on stage. It's always really fun to do, like, press and stuff with them so that people can see. Just the chemistry is so real. I tell Cody all the time, I'm actually obsessed with him, and I might be a little bit in love with him. Every night, I think that's why we enjoy Baptize Me so much, because it's different every night, but I always, always have butterflies. We're giggling backstage. Like, I couldn't have been paired with two of them. I couldn't have been paired with two better people. They're amazing. And you hear horror stories of, like, you know, divas, and I didn't know what I was coming into, but goodness gracious, I was so blessed. They're amazing human beings.
That's so great.
And, yeah, hilarious. This entire cast, we're all very young. which is nice. I mean, we're all interested in the same things, and we like to explore the cities that we're in, and I've been very lucky.
Yeah, where's, yeah, now, I mean, I'm sure that, is this the first time you've performed at the Kennedy Center?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never been to D.C. This is my first time here in D.C. I haven't seen anything yet, but next week I have, like, every day planned out to see all the monuments, and
so you just
praying that it'll...
You just got into town.
Just got into town Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
And actually, as we're talking now, you know, in case listeners are hearing that little bit of a crackle, it's because you're on your phone walking to the Kennedy Center to do, what, a rehearsal?
I am. I have a little rehearsal. We just got a new music director, so he's called all of the principals in to run all of our songs just to make sure we're all on the same page with, you know, timing and... Because we're kind of like a machine now, so we've just added a new piece. That's an important piece, so we all have to get re-oiled.
What's the new piece?
The new MD, Sue Drouse, was our conductor for, mm-hmm. I think, about almost 2 years now, and the last city that we were in was her last city. So we have a brand new conductor who's trying to fill us out and figure out what we're doing, because all of the productions of the show, there are three different casts here in the U.S. There's a Broadway cast and there's two national tours, and we're all so different. So we kind of put our own spin on the show, and he just has to, you know, figure out what we're doing with it. So he's called us in for a little rehearsal, and it's going to be fun, and tonight's show will be flawless.
Well, I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew it was still on Broadway, but I didn't realize there were two separate national tours. I mean, how does that speak to the popularity of Book of Mormon?
I know, right? And we're both selling great. They're off on the West Coast right now. They're in San Francisco. So, yeah.
Where is D.C.? Where's D.C. on your tour? Like, you know, which cities have you hit so far?
Oh, Lord. Well, this company has been together for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
They started out in Chicago they were in Chicago for about 10 months, and then they started moving. But I joined in December, and when I joined, they were in Florida. So we did, like, different cities in Florida for about a month, and then we were in North Charleston for a week, and then we were in Birmingham, Alabama for a week. And we sat down in Chicago for about 3 months, which was really nice. I got to have my dog in an apartment and no hotel rooms, which right. We always love. And after Chicago, we were in Milwaukee for 2 weeks. And we did Buffalo for a week, which was beautiful. And then we actually got a week off this past week, which was amazing.
Right. So you're going to come back refreshed.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, we all saw each other for the first time in a week at Soundcheck, and you would have thought that we hadn't seen each other in years. Everybody was laughing and smiling and just so happy to be back, so we're all just ecstatic to be here.
That's great. And before we go, remind me, you said you saw Book of Mormon on Broadway before you joined us?
I did. Well, my first time seeing it was after I had cast. After I got the job, I told them that I'd never seen the show, and they were like, well, honey, you've got to see the show, so...
Might want to do that.
Yeah, so they got me a seat to go see it in New York, and it was great. I saw Nikki Renee and Nick Rouleau and Ben Platt do it, and they were hilarious, and it was a lot of fun.
What's it like sitting in the audience there on Broadway, looking up on stage and watching the role that you know you're going to play around the country? Are you taking mental notes, or are you just sitting there enjoying it, or what's that like?
Well, I was just enjoying it, because by that time I had the script for a while, which was also interesting. You know, when you're getting a show and you don't really know the show, you kind of take your own interpretation of your own character, which I'm glad that I didn't see it, because my Navalungi is so different from Nikki Renee's, you know, because I just got to put my own spin on it, and I'm a lot younger than her. So, you know, when I read Nava, I read her as a, you know, the 19-year-old girl that she was. So my Nava Lungi is a little bit more bubbly and young and giggly than Nikki's, but, and she's like, her Nava is just like the anchor and the, like, eyes.
Right, absolutely. Well, before you go, I mean, is there anything else you want to say to entice our listeners to come on out there?
Beautiful show and one of the most beautiful houses that we've ever played in, and this cast is just something that you don't want to miss. We all love each other very much, and it shows on stage, and the writing is amazing and hilarious, and it's an experience. It's an experience that you don't want to miss.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on WTOP. Best of luck, and we'll see you at the show.